Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Grab your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 10 and verse 30 with me because I want to share something with you really quick, if that's all right. Luke chapter 10, verse 30. We still have a lot of people on the road and on vacation. And how many of y'all enjoyed your Christmas? I believe this Christmas was probably one of the most enjoyable I had to relax. Then after Christmas, I've been trying to get moved in. So it's been busy. Luke chapter 10, are you there? If you're there, just say amen. How many of y'all want to go into 2018 experiencing some new things? Anybody tired of going around the mountain? I'm going to give them just a minute just so they can get settled back there. Because I want you to definitely hold on to everything that's getting ready to be said. I believe that this word this morning is a little bit prophetic. Because it's time for new and improved. I dare you to look at somebody and just say new and improved. So we're going into 2018, and this is not just your New Year's, get your wish list, get all your stuff checked off. No, this is something that is going to take you into this year because we're going to learn to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. How many of you want to fight and win? How many of you want to conquer this year? Anybody want to learn and grow this year? I want to look back at the end of 2018 and say, God, it was one of the most defining years of my life. Does anybody else want that in your life today? Are you with me in Luke chapter 10? If you're there, just say amen with me. Don't worry, I won't be calmed down very long. And Jesus answered, said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. Many of y'all know the story, but don't turn your head off yet. Which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Everybody say, there's the priest. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Everybody say, there goes the Levite. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence, which is 2 days' wages, and gave them to the host and said to him, take care of him. And whatever he spends the more, then when I come again, I'll repay you or thee. How many of you in here are beginning to realize that this story, it was a parable that Jesus gave to a Pharisee? But in this parable, I begin to ask the Lord, Lord, why is it you keep rolling this over in my spirit? He said, because in this parable is where many of you were in 2017. And you find a certain man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, I need you to catch this real quick. Jerusalem was a place of worship. It was the main place of worship. It was a place where you could go and you could get close to God and experience God. How many of us in here this past year grew a little bit closer to God than what you were in 2016? Everybody say it's a process. Come on, see, a lot of us want to do it Burger King and have it your way and then you're fixed. But everything is a process. Look at somebody and say, you're a process. Now, be nice when you say it. Please, don't give nobody dirty looks. Amen. You're a process. That's a nice way of saying you're a work. Amen. But you find this guy coming from Jerusalem, the place of worship, the place of getting close to God, and where is he going? He's going to Jericho. Everybody say Jericho. The place of promise. Isn't it funny that Jesus used this as a parable? He said, look, there was a man going from the place of worship, the place of being close to their God, and moving to the promised land, or moving to the place of Jericho, where the mighty miracles of God happened, and they went in and took the land. I dare you to look at somebody and say, where's your promise? How many of us this year you've been working on you? Well, if that's not the case, then take 2018 and work on yourself. Lord, I thought I preached enough in 2017 to get us to where we would actually begin to allow things to change. Amen? How many of us has been working on us? How many of us has been looking in the mirror going, I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't like what you do. I don't like your traits. I don't like what you cause me to do. Has anybody in here been in the place where you looked in the mirror and say, why in the world do I like you, the fleshly you? I'm not talking about your spirit, which belongs to God. I'm talking about your spirit driving you to do the things that you don't want to do in the first place. Somebody give me an amen. Paul said it best. I die daily. I have to crucify myself. Anybody here had to crucify yourself? The rest of y'all, I don't want to say it because that would hurt your feelings. Don't lie in church. This man is on the way from being in the presence of God and moving to his promise, and he gets attacked. How many of us in 2017 had attack after attack after attack on your life? Anybody in here been in a place where the devil tried to kill you? He tried to take you out. No, come on, I need more hands than that, because I know the devil tried to take you out in 2017. He used sickness. He used debt. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He used people. Oh, y'all are not saying nothing in this church. And you begin to realize that all you were trying to do was get in the presence of God and move into your promise. And in between the presence of God and your promise, you got attacked. How many of us in here has just been trying to get us right and move into the things that God has for us, and it was attack after attack? Well, this person said something. This person stole something. This happened. That happened. Is there anybody with me this morning? You begin to realize that you were just the guy trying to get from being in the place of God to the promises of God. And he fell among a bunch of thieves. Now, how many of you realize the devil is a thief? Y'all ain't saying nothing in this house. The word says this, he comes but to steal. So that makes him a what? Say it, it makes him a what? Steal, kill, that makes him a what? And destroy. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. How many of y'all in 2017, you lost some things? I better walk back up here. Anybody here lost some things? Whether by your choice and your actions or something that you had no control over, just wave your hand back and forth. I just want to make sure I was in the right place. He fell among thieves, and they not only begin to steal from him, they begin to wound him. Can I preach right here for just a minute? Can I take a minute? Is everybody good? I won't keep you long, I promise. Watch this. They begin to wound him until he was half dead. How many of us have felt in 2017 that there's been some things that's come against you and has attacked you or taken you to the point that you just wish you would die? Oh, y'all ain't say nothing in this house. Nobody in here has just been, Lord, I can't take anymore. I wish somebody would say something in this house. I can't handle this sickness anymore. I can't handle this anymore. Is there anybody that would just say that? Look, no. Lord, I feel a little bit half dead. And then you begin to see right here, he uses this parable to prove to you that you don't need to put your eyes on just anybody who says they're a Christian. Can I help everybody here? It's time for you to have a relationship with Jesus. Preach, Pastor Eric, right here, please. Listen, quit hanging on to everybody's shirt tail to get you into heaven when the Lord gave you 2 feet to walk you in with. A priest walks by and he steps around him and goes around. Didn't want to get his hands dirty. You don't want me to go here. You had any of those religious folk that when you were in a mess, they just didn't want to deal with you. Then the next thing you find, Jesus uses a Levite, a tribe of praisers, the people who used to take care of the special things of God. And then next thing you know is they pass by. Hello, church. I'm here to tell you this, and I hope you're ready. If you haven't met your Samaritan yet, you will. There's going to be some people that God sends into your life, I believe, if they haven't already done it in 2017, they're definitely going to do it in 2018. Church, listen to me. Are you ready? There's some people that God is going to ordain to be in your life, and you better get ready for what's getting ready to happen. Now, do not walk out of here and just start looking for them. They will come to you. Good preaching, Pastor. Jesus uses a Samaritan because everybody else would give up on you, but they don't. It sounds just like Jesus to me. See, I want to help everybody here today. Are you ready? Jesus is coming by. And where the enemy has attacked you this year, you better get ready for what he's about to do. Because I believe today he's going to begin to do something. Are you ready? Are you ready to see this? Now watch this. The first thing he does is find you half dead, and then you begin to see this. Can you go back up a verse? Just go back up. How many of you are with me? Verse 34. Are you there? Let me go there. Luke chapter 10. And he went to him and he bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and he set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Can I stop and spend some time on verse 34? Is this okay with everybody? Going into 2018, some of you are still carrying wounds. Going into 2018, some of you are still living in yesterday's greatness. You're holding on to something that's dead, and God wants to bring you out of it. Y'all not saying nothing. You know there's so much more than what you're experiencing now. But because of the hurts and pains in your life, you're not willing to cast down fear and step. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is coming, and this is what he's getting ready to do. And he found him, and he began to bind up his wounds. Better yet. You say, Pastor, why did you change him? Because when you get someone that really loves you and cares for you, They just want to begin to care for you and not show everybody what they're doing. So he goes to him and begins to this is when I need my wife. He begins to bind up the wounds. Because you have to realize is that when you have a wound, it's bleeding. Can I help you? Are you ready? There's some things in your life that are still being poured out that is causing you to actually shrivel up and pass away. But I'm telling you, there's one coming, and his name is Jesus. And he wants to bind up the wounds of your life. He wants to stop something that's sucking the life out of you. And he wants to begin to gird and hold the life in you and put more back into you. Now listen to me. Not only did he begin to bind up their wounds, but I believe this is where God is taking us. Are you ready? After he bound up the wounds, he began to take the oil. They used oil to begin to protect or clean out the bacteria and the stuff that would infect you. Can I help you? This year, I believe that the Lord is going to begin to coat us with oil, with things that used to be able to infect you will not be able to infect you in 2018. Can I help somebody in here right now? Are you ready? But it's a choice if you receive it or not. But I believe that the Lord is saying, I want to put a new oil on you. I want to begin to coat you to where when you used to have that thought, now you can't have that thought. Where you used to begin to be depressed, now you can't be depressed. Where you used to deal with all of this stuff, you begin to realize you could cast your cares on him and he would be right there. And then now in your mind, it's not a battlefield. And he began to take the oil and the wine. I don't have time to preach it, but Jesus used another parable about putting new wine into old wineskins. It's right there in Luke as well. Because what happens is that you actually take an old wineskin and you put new wine into it and it busts because it's new. It has to expand and ferment. See, I don't know about anybody else. I was raised where if you got a hole in your knee, in your jeans, you put a patch on it. Nowadays, they just let it all hang out. I don't know what happened, but I remember whenever I went to school and if you had a hole in your jeans, your mama put a patch in it because you wasn't going like that. But I was one of those boys that you put a patch on it today, you'd have to put one tomorrow because I was just one of those rough boys. So every day you would try to put a patch, and finally mom would get tired of patching and realize it's time for some new. How many of y'all are tired of patching your life? I don't know about anybody else. I'm tired of putting old patches or new patches on this old guy. Instead, Lord, just make me a new creature and a new creation. Lord, help me to receive the new wine so that way when the enemy tries to cause me to be old and tainted, I have to show him that on the inside there's something new. And he took the oil and he took the wine and he began to pour it on you. See, I believe this morning we just tasted a little bit of the oil and the new wine. Y'all not saying nothing in this church. I believe with all of my heart we're about to experience some things in 2018 we never experienced in 2017. I really believe in 2018 you're going to see a lot of people who are broken, busted, and disgusted. You're going to watch God cover their wounds. And you're going to see him begin to pour oil and a new wine on them, and you're going to watch them become who they are in God. That includes you. Look at somebody and say, that includes you. Watch this. And he set him on his own beast. Now, I'm going to help some of you in here. Y'all do realize you're a process, right? Look at somebody and say it nicely, not meanly. You're a process. So in other words, there's a lot of people in here who's still wounded and still hurt. Amen. Preach, Pastor. I got some good news for you. I believe coming into the first months of 2018, the Lord is going to take you during the healing process and he's going to carry you. I don't know about anybody else, but it's time for the reprieve and the rest of God. You ever heard somebody say, the best thing for healing is rest? Is anybody here ready for him to say, now I'm going to put you on my ride? Anybody here ready to get up on his ride? See, I believe he's trying to show this Pharisee, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do in your life. And I need you to hear me today. This is what the Lord wants to do in your life. He wants to do it starting now. He already started with you already. And he put him up on his ride, which means that Jesus has actually lowered himself to raise you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You need to understand that Jesus is coming to where you are in the middle of your mess to begin to pick you up and begin to place you on something that is going to carry you through. See, I believe the anointing, the Holy Spirit, I believe the Holy Spirit is getting ready to start ushering us in to where we have no choice. We can't stay out here. We got to be where he's at. We got to be where he's close. We got to be where he wants to pour out. We have to. It's not an if anymore. And when he brings us in, he's going to begin to set us up. I dare you to look at somebody and say, it's a year of setup. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all going to make me get up here and preach. Excuse me, but this year is a year of setup. Oh, I'm going to go over here and preach because y'all ain't helping nobody. This year is a year of setup. This year is a year where God has ordained it, set it up, and you're going there. Excuse me. It's not a bypass. Do you understand that where the man was going, Jesus delivered? Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. See, I need us to hear this. It's a year of setup. And for many of us here, you don't even realize he's already paid the price. He brought him to an end, and he paid for it. I dare you to look at somebody and say, he's paying for it. No, let me just help y'all right now. Are you ready? I believe we're about to step into the vision that God has for us and for this ministry. And guess what? It's his vision. It's his, so it's his bill. So that means where he's taking you and the setup he has in your life, he's already paid for it, Trina. It's already been paid for. The credit is already there. And all we have to do is make sure we check in. Lord, I'm about to get my towel and wave it because I ain't getting no help in here right now. It's time to check in, not check out. Look at somebody and say, check in. Verse 35, I want to help some of y'all real quick. You ready? And on the morrow he departed and he took out 2 pence. He took out 2 more days' wages. Everybody say, God's got it. Y'all say it like you don't believe it. Say it, God's got it. See, you know what? In 2017, you got abused by a thief that stole from you to where you think God ain't got it. In 2017, he tried to steal your dream. In 2017, he tried to tear your body down. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing in this house, but I'm telling you, listen, you can hold on to this or not. It's your choice, but I'm going to preach it. But it's already been paid for, and can I just help everybody here? It's not just the need. He paid double. Can I just help everybody? Going into 2018, I'm declaring that in 2018, I'm receiving double. In 2018, listen, I'm getting double for my trouble. Because I went through some things in 2017 that I'm just absolutely mad about. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. And it ain't mad because of the enemy. It's a righteous anger that says, I've had enough. I love what it says. He said, here's 2 more pence. And he gave to the host and he said to him, take care of him. And whatever you spend the more, I will come and I'll repay. Can I help you? You're worth it. Y'all can't receive this. Y'all can't receive this. Y'all can't receive this. You're worth it. Say it. Say, I'm worth it. Some of y'all need to get that. I know I'm worth it. I know I'm worth it. I'm worth it because Jesus paid for it. Watch this. And not only did he pay for it, he set me up to serve him. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, pastor's going to walk into 2018. I'm not staying the anointing I had in 2017. Y'all can try to hold on to my shirt tail if you want to, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I'm going to give. Anybody else want to walk into 2018? Just go ahead and just let my shadow fall right now. Just please, Lord, please just let my shadow fall on somebody. Come on, anybody else here just want to be one of those that you walk along and they come to you? And when they come to you, all you got to do is look at them and say, it ain't what I got, it's what I know lives in me. But what lives in me is greater than it's in this world, so let me just loose it on you right now. Come on, anybody want to walk into 2018 and realize you're not broke, busted, or disgusted, you're not wounded, and you're not bleeding anymore? There was one who tied you and bound you up and cut and just took care of all of your wounds and then began to pour a fresh oil on you. And there's a new wine that he wants to pour into you. Can I just help you right now, church? Listen, I don't want the anointing of yesterday. I don't want the move of God that I experienced yesterday. I want a fresh wine. I want a fresh anointing. I want to know when I walk through this door that I'm ready to receive it. I don't have time to finish the rest of it because there's some of you who've got some decisions to make. Why don't we quit playing church and truly sell out?
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.